Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
The top's like a buzz cut and then a mullet at the back.
Nah.
So it was a skullet.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Okay, Matt, have you heard of the term bed rotting?
What does that mean? Does it mean like when your mattress is like overdue to be replaced and it's rotting away, or your pillows?
Well, it's Gen Z's newest trend. And yeah, it's basically like you're hungover on a Sunday and you just want to stay in bed all day. Actually, I don't even think you need to be hungover on a Sunday. It's just like you're feeling anxious, stressed, you need some me time and you stay in bed all day.
That sounds like absolute heaven. Just staying in bed for a day. Just laying. Well, I call it laying.
Laying.
Like me and my mates.
You got your own term.
Yeah, me and my mates will go like, what are you doing? And just be like, laying.
Yeah, okay.
Just laying, scrolling and that. I love doing that. What about watching a TV series? Because the other day we were hungover in bed and we genuinely watch season 5 of Friends from start to finish. And I wouldn't call that bed rotting. I'd call that a good fucking time.
You call that getting shit done.
Yeah, I'm calling that an amazing time.
I mean, yeah, like there's obviously a happy medium. The thing is that back in the olden days, people weren't bed rotting because they didn't have devices to keep them occupied, right? Like if you didn't have your phone and you didn't have a TV in front of you, you're only going to stay in there for an hour and then you're going to be like, I'm bored.
Read the newspaper. But you have to get the newspaper.
You have to get the newspaper.
You have to get it to get into the
bed. Well, like you can't just like get Uber Eats. You'd have to at some point get up to cook a meal. Like everything is so accessible to us. And that's why bed rotting is the new craze. It's a new thing. Or at least people are now talking about it.
So what are they, is it against, like, does it affect mental health? Like what's the problem with bed rotting? Because I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think that if I stayed in bed past 4 p.m. and I was in bed the whole day, my mental health would take a serious, serious dive to the ground. I would not be able to mentally cope with it. Like I need vitamin D, I need sunlight, I need fresh air.
I don't know about you, but I need to achieve something.
Totally.
My mates, when I used to live with all my mates, they would, my mate Dale, my best mate, would be like, it's so weird when I'm hungover because, yeah, I'm doing nothing, but I'm always making moves. It's like the weirdest thing ever. Like,
yeah.
I'm not doing anything, but I'm doing stuff.
Yeah,
you'd be like,
yeah.
You'd be so confused at what I'm doing. And you'd be like, what the fuck's going on?
Used to be my pet hate with Michael. So when we started dating, we were drinking a lot because we were like in honeymoon phase and we'd get drunk together and like, you know, do shots and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I don't pull up well after a night of drinking.
No.
Michael, on the other hand, like it would hit like 11 a.m. and he was up. Like he was like, what are we doing? And I was like, I'm dying. Like, fuck off. Like, let be
me,
alone.
Let me bed rot in bed alone. Well, there was one comment that got my attention and it was, and I looked into it, it was the green line theory, because I've seen this on my TikTok a couple of times. Have you seen it?
I have, but explain it to me.
Have you seen it, Blake?
I have. I'm literally reading about it as we speak. I am just so interested.
I did a bit of research on it as well, and the simplest way to explain it is, I'm going to have to be quite good with my words here because it's very visual. If the guy's standing up straight and the girl's leaning into the guy, that's a tick of approval.
Mm-hmm.
If both of them are standing up straight, that's a tick of approval. If they're both leaning in, that's bad. And then if the guy leans into the girl, that is like the danger zone, no good, vomit.
Is that because it's saying that like the guy's too keen if he's leaning into the girl?
It was saying he was desperate and needy.
Okay, calm down, Blake. I was leaning into Tammy.
Sorry.
I know what you mean.
Matt, don't get mad at Blake. Because in your hard launch, because I'm bringing up Matt's hard launch as we speak, leaning in, that's a bit more straight. leaning in. Matt's basically leaning in every photo. So Matt's like a little bit touchy, a little bit touchy with everyone about this.
And if I'm keen and I'm overexcited because I'm over my head over heels for someone, sue me.
You're the one that just said it was the not tick of approval. No, Don't bite our heads off.
I'm reporting back on what I saw because somebody commented green line theory. Oh, no.
The next photo that you post.
Oh, I'm going to be fucking
You're going to make sure that she's leaning in.
I'm going to be like a goalpost standing up straight. Like I'm about to do, what's the word when you pin drop off as
Matt's
the typing
never been
book?
More straight up and down in his whole life.
Look, my argument at this is, and I'm not getting angry at anyone. I get it. It's like, I don't
apologize to Blake for that.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry, but I wasn't having a go at you. I was having a go about the theory. I mean, I look.
Do you feel personally victimized by Regina George?
No, I just don't want to hear it, Blake. It's not. I'm head over heels for someone.
Yeah.
And I'm 6 foot six. Five,
you know
six.
What? That I'm, actually is a good, valid point. I'm going to let you say it.
Yeah. I've got to lean in to make the photo like on one of them, the photo's coming from here. It'd be silly for me to be standing up straight if I'm taking the selfie.
But from now on, you will be.
I'll be straight as a dog, like straight as whatever straight is.
How tall is Tammy?
5'7", I think, maybe 5'6".
Yeah. So 5'6", 5'7". You're 6'5", 6'6". Like that is a big difference. Even when you see like, someone who's like a little bit shorter versus really tall, not saying that she's short, but just like medium normal height versus someone who's really tall. Obviously, you guys need to get to one another.
Well, you and Michael are relevantly the same height. How tall is your partner to you, Blake?
I'm a tiny bit taller.
Yeah. Okay.
So leaning in then.
It's not, yeah.
It's not.
I barely have to look up at Michael.
Yeah.
I'm reading this from the New York Post, and a US psychologist has essentially said that when you're looking at photos of couples, one, you can come to your own conclusions, but you need to acknowledge that so many factors are
totally in play. Know.
Yeah. 100%. So, for example, was this photo taken in public? Was it taken for the paparazzi? Were they posing? Was it off the cuff?
Was the wind blowing them over?
Yeah, oh, my God. But it's also like, I think this theory is very much based off a group of people's ideas of a normal relationship, and it's obviously through this podcast you would know that it's not a one size fits all approach.
True.
Oh, look, I just want to say I am head over heels for Tammy, so if I lean into her, so be it.
Lean in that. Lean in good.
All I want.
Matt, have you ever come across the term DeLulu?
No, DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Is it a bird?
Don't even act like you don't know what it is. So everyone's talking about things being DeLulu. Blake, have you heard about it?
Yeah, delusional.
Delusional.
Is this what the kids are saying about delusional this day?
This is what the kids are saying.
DeLulu.
Yeah, so like on TikTok at the moment, I don't know if you've ever heard tarot card readings on TikTok, but the algorithm just tees them so closely to your life. I don't know how it knows.
I've had a couple come up, but I skip past them. I don't.
So you don't interact with them?
No, I can't.
It doesn't say like you're going to come into a lot of money if you double tap and give us a heart.
Have you done that?
Fuck yes. Why would I not?
Do you get them as well, Blake?
No.
Okay. But I think so he's not as DeLulu as we are.
I've got a few lives, okay. Like tarot card reading lives, but I always open up to a really tragic moment. So I'm like, getting off tarot talk.
And good for you. I'm very much on tarot card talk at the moment, and it's kind of like consuming my life. It's mainly just like positive things that are going to happen to me, and I just interact with it.
Has any of them actually come true? Like you've gone, okay, I saw that on my For You page 3 days ago and now it's happening?
I'm going to say yeah. When good things happen, I'm like, oh, that was the tarot card reading 2 weeks ago. And then I've saved it and then I'll go back to it and I'll be like, yep, good things are happening.
I don't know if a tarot card tells you what to do. I do believe that every decision that you make, like it's when we had the psychic on and she said all that stuff, like I just don't like believing that somebody can see the future or tarot cards that you pull out from a deck and this one's talking to me. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, Anna.
Yeah, but Matt, when they say good things to you, you love it. Like, I can see your face lighting up. You don't have to lie to everyone. And to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it, the psychic that we had on this podcast, you guys can go back and listen to that episode. Literally everything that she said came true. Literally everything.
She threw a lot of
She said you were going to break up with your ex. She said I was getting engaged in 6 months. I literally got engaged in 6 months.
She did say you'd live by water.
My God. She did too.
I mean,
and I literally bought a house beside water.
I mean, Melbourne's very around the bay.
I think we need to bring her back on the podcast and get a full new reading. Imagine if she's like, Nat, you're getting engaged, and Anna, you're breaking up. I'll be like, no.
Then she's not true, is she? She's not real then.
I'd be less inclined to believe it, yeah.
I don't think that someone can see what's going to happen. I think that everything is, every decision you make affects your future, even if it's from like the littlest one you do, from something you say in a different situation. I believe that dictates your future.
Do you know when I get a psychic reading normally, if I'm going through like a really tough time in my life, like, you know, if someone I know is like unwell, or if I break up with a partner and I need like clarity on like my future, and genuinely it does make me feel better. So like if I'm being a little bit delulu, let me live. Do you think that you're a little bit delulu when they say things that you want them to say?
I feel like, and with the tarot card readings as well that you see on the For You page, that you can spin it any way you want. I genuinely think in your mind, you can go, okay, that's a good thing. That's going to happen. They're talking about this thing. You know what I mean? They're so vague sometimes that you can spin it any way you want.
Okay, well, do you want to be a little bit delulu with me right now?
I'm delusional at the best of times, so okay, I'll be delulu.
Okay, I've made 3 little notes. And this is going to be your future for the week. And you get to pick one of them. Give me your hat. Thank you.
Oh, no, Matt without a cap.
I'm going to put them in the hat. And you can pick one and then give it to me. And I'm going to read out your future for the week.
All right. This one is talking to me. It's jumped out of the hat at me. It wants to be read.
Okay, let's do it. Money is coming your way.
Can't argue with that one. I'm Delulu.
Have you ever, firstly, before we even get into that, have you ever dated a girl and you've got a haircut and she was a little bit off you?
No.
Be honest with yourself.
I've kept the same haircut. Like,
but have you got it a bit short or something?
Why have I said once before that I have?
No, I'm just asking you.
No, I don't recall. No, I don't recall a girl.
Okay, from my perspective, I've dated, you know, I love a long hair look, right?
Yeah.
I've dated many a man. In fact, like I would say like 90% of the men who I've dated, when they've got a haircut, I was like, ooh.
Too short.
Or I've just been off it. Not Michael. And Michael pulls off like this short, long look very well. Like he kind of does that look well. But yeah, a haircut can be make or break. It really can.
I've never had a haircut that's gone too short. Like I was having this conversation the other day. I want to go short. I want a buzz cut. Like my sister's fiance now gets a buzz cut. Well, how do you think I'd look with a buzz cut?
I'd have to see it. So it would be hard. I think you could pull it off. A buzz cut can be very attractive. Like we've all recently seen the David Beckham documentary when he got a buzz cut.
Yeah.
He is David Beckham.
David Beckham. But my hair just grows back really weirdly. And I think if I left it...
What do you mean by that?
Like too thick and it wouldn't...
Poor you.
I know.
Oh, it's
I
so
know.
Hard having thick hair.
Like I always said, my mum said someone will marry me because of my hair. Because my full head of hair. I'm going nowhere.
But you and Michael both have a very full head of hair. You're both so lucky.
No hairline.
Because it is like receding. Such a thing for men. Like receding hairline is such an insecurity.
All my mates have one. All my mates are on like Mosh and stuff like
What's
that.
What's Mosh?
To like hair growth pills.
Really?
All my mates are. Like I don't know one mate who's not.
I think it, like having a hair transplant should be normalized. Like as a guy, like if your hair's like getting thin, go get a hair transplant.
Go to Turkey and get it done.
The thing is like women spend so much money on like cosmetic procedures, right? Like a lot of women get their boobs done or, you know, whatever they want to do. But yeah, like guys don't really do anything. So if that's your one insecurity, like go get a hair transplant.
Yeah, well, I think my mates eventually probably will.
But at the moment, they're just on the pills for it. But I can't grow my hair back. My hair, like, grows. I need to keep it long or else it just... It grows weird. It's so thick. It doesn't grow long. It grows thick.
I mean, I could see you with a buzz cut. Could be, like, a new era for you.
Tammy said not to get one.
I guess it's not happening. It's not happening. I guess. Can that? Cancel the haircut.
My girlfriend the year.
Okay, well, look, let's talk about the 10 most attractive hairstyles that men can have, Matt. Coming in at number 10, surprisingly, is the bald head.
Is it bald as in you're bald, bald? Like if, like
bald,
skin?
Skin head.
Yeah, I don't see that being attractive.
I once dated a guy with a bald head.
Okay.
He was like 6'8", bald, quite big.
Well, you better put some sun cream on that noggin because it's pretty close to the sun all the way up there.
No, he was very olive, so he wasn't going to burn, which is good. But yeah, I think like a bald head can be quite masculine and attractive. So I can see how it's coming at number 10.
Number 9, which surprises me, the fade.
The fade. So what's that, like short on the top, but like almost bald but then faded low? That's yeah. Just a no from me.
You don't like that?
Nah.
I've got mates that go get a fade every week and they have to get their fade done.
Yeah, I know.
Same barber, same time.
I know
same
it's
place.
A real thing for men. Like getting the fade is like their self-care, self-love kind of thing. But seriously. Just for me, not a fan. Coming in at number 8, we have the long, round, layered, which is basically quite long and then it goes long at the back. So it's a little bit shorter at the front, but still long and then long at the back. That for me, I don't know.
Nah, I'm trying to picture it. I don't think it's, I don't like it.
Nah.
Number 7, the tussled.
So that's kind of like the bad boy haircut. It's like that messy, longish vibe. You can tell I'm vibing with it because that's Michael's haircut.
Number 6 is the side part. So a posh British man sort of look.
I can see how that can be attractive.
Do I do that?
I mean, do you get your comb out and like slick it? Oh, yeah, when you slick it down and gel it down, yeah.
But I don't do it through the middle. I do
side.
It to
that's
side.
It.
And then do you like when I do the twirl?
I don't know what the twirl is.
I leave like a bit out like that.
Oh, yeah, you
that,
do
like,
too.
Sitting that like there.
Nice. Okay, coming in at number 5, we have the buzz cut. So that's a military cut, the hairstyle that you potentially want to get. I think that can be attractive. As we saw David Beckham having that haircut, it can be a vibe. I think you have to have a really good face to pull that off, I will say.
Fucking hell, I might be all right then. But I don't want to, well, if I cut my hair like a buzz cut, how am I going to twirl my hair?
Yeah, and that's like Matt twirls his hair, just for context, for his anxiety. Like it's like an anxiety thing. So
it's when I'm deep in thought.
Like when we were on TV together, Matt was constantly twirling his hair and it's because he was so deeply anxious with every grain of his soul. Oh,
literally, it's when I'm deep into thought. So like if you are with me and I start twirling my hair, you know that I'm having an anxious thoughts.
Yeah, you couldn't do a buzz cut for that reason.
Nah, what would I do?
Just like pull at your like little tiny bits of hair left.
Next at number 4, we have the crew cut, short on the sides, long on top.
I feel like that's a pretty like average boy haircut, right? Like I think that's just like the go-to almost.
Couple of them walking around.
Number 3, we have the classic pompadour, which is like the Elvis quiff and sideburns. That to me, nah. I'm not into that. Sideburns, no.
I'm surprised that didn't take off more after the movie came out. Didn't become more in fashion.
I just think it's not hot.
You don't think it's hot?
I don't think so. Number 2, we have the classic quiff. Would we say that you have a classic quiff?
A classic quiff?
Well, what would you say your hair is? I think yours is a quiff.
Yeah, I'd say I'm the classic quiff now that I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you're number 2 of the most attractive male hairstyles.
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
Coming in at number 1, we have the undercut. It's neat, it's boring. I don't know. It's just like...
That's probably what I get when I get my hair cut and then it grows into a classic queef.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Queef.
Queef.
A queef is queef. Like a air in the
vajay.
So not a queef. We're not going with the classic queef on queef. Your head.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, do you know what I'm shocked at?
What queefs on my head?
No. What hairstyle was missing?
I'm not sure.
The mull. The mullet.
The mullet.
The classic mullet.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either, but I know a lot of women find the mullet attractive. It could be an Australian thing, though.
Yeah, I reckon it is. A lot of blokes walk around with a mullet these days.
Do you know what's interesting is when we went to Byron, I reckon from like 17 years old to 25.
Well, we were there for schoolies.
The general, yeah, all of the males that we saw were
We weren't there for schoolies, but it happened to be schoolies.
We were unfortunately timing-wise there for schoolies. But yeah, the males from like 16 to 25 were all rocking a mullet, and I just could not believe that.
Well, yeah, it's been going around for a while. My mate Ben had a mullet literally 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He had a skullet.
What the fuck is a skullet?
So where it's bald, like...
Oh, he's balding.
No. He's actually not, but he like shaved the top, so like a buzz cut, and then a mullet at the back.
Nah.
So it was a skullet.
Hang out.
Try and find a photo of his skullet.